We can, because he's on the line and he joins us on this Saturday afternoon. Brendan, welcome to Crunch Time. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, gents. How are you, Hutto?
I'm good. It's obviously not the greatest morning when you lose like you did last night, but just as Bucks sort of wasn't too happy with the second half, I guess there was reasons to be pleased that you didn't just lie down.
Yeah, obviously after a loss, you get a little bit clouded with the emotion, and there's always some good and some growth areas in any game. I suppose the things that we can take out of it was that we had 21 scoring shots. They had 20, but obviously they kicked pretty accurately, 16-4. We won the inside 50s for another week, so 55 inside 50s, and won the second half. So they're the positive takeaways, but in saying that, we're under no illusions. There's a lot of work to do. We gave up far too many uncontested marks and conceded 5 goals in that second term. So we've got some work to do.
Take us inside the coaching box, if you can, during that period where you've conceded 10 consecutive goals. What sort of things were really, you know, the real triggers that you had to get on top of?
Yeah, mainly they got outside us a fair bit, as I've just alluded to, the uncontested marks. And, you know, we moved a few numbers around to try and contain the ball, and a lot of players just caught in between. So, we're moving the magnets around and the positions in terms of structure and trying to contain some of their uncontested marks and hold them inside at stoppage, but got hurt at that time.
Brendan, you've mentioned some positive stats. I guess on the flip side, the 89 less disposals that you've spoken about, but how you can also lose the tackles by 16, despite the fact that you didn't have the amount of footy. Can you explain that one for us and how disappointing?
Yeah, no, we think we're getting a little bit caught in between. Our guys are learning to play our team defence, particularly some of the guys with less experience. And I thought that we gave them a little bit too much space when they had the ball in hand, hence the uncontested marks, and you probably didn't get yourself in a position to lay tackles when you're doing that. That's probably as simple as it needs to be, Kane.
Yep, and the defence as well, we've spoken about a bit. How concerned are you about it with the form of Wiedering and also Jones?
Oh, listen, I think some of the time when the ball rips in there really quick, it's difficult as a defender because it's coming at you so fast with not a lot of delay. So there's some times where you obviously don't see it on the screen all the time where it's up the field, but Wiedering is a young fella. He got a few intercepts last night, so there were some little steps in the right direction. And, you know, Jones is a guy that we've seen play some fantastic footy, but he'd probably just been a little bit too exuberant in the last few weeks.
When you say exuberant, that is trying to play that attacking style the whole time and coming off his man and attacking the footy just hasn't worked for him. Is that an adjustment he needs to make, or you've spoken about him and instructing him on how you'd like him to play now moving forward?
No, it's just that balance between when to press and go and when to hold. So, at times probably got that little balance wrong, a bit like our whole team, probably indicative of our team there in that space.
Brendan, can you give us on where Matthew Cruiser is at the moment? He seems to be nursing the groin soreness that flared up in round one. You've had a couple of ruckmen dominate the last couple of weeks. How's he holding up?
Now, obviously, he missed last week. He's a real soldier. He actually pressed to play. Now, he got through all right last night, probably tired a little bit in the last quarter, but no, his body's pretty sound now.
The capitalising on the good starts, that's round one and round three now, where you got out of the blocks, and then do you put that just down to some immaturity in the group?
Yeah, well, we've looked at those times, and they're just, that's why I spoke last night in the press, they're just a lot of little fundamental errors. It's not like there's a distinct pattern of something going wrong. It's just being able to execute at the right time, and we just need to capitalise on those times when we are in front and hold on to that lead at quarter time, because it gives you good momentum and mindset going into the next break.
Defensively, you've been strong last year. This year, perhaps not so. And Hutto did mention the 10 unanswered goals. That can't be in your makeup and your coaching philosophy. Does that one sting?
Any score against stings, Kane. So we don't like our opposition scoring at all. We thought we limited them a little bit to inside 50s last night, like we cut them down to about 50. But, they did score. They kicked quite accurately, 16-4. So as I've said a number of times now, when you open up offence, you can leak defensively if you don't get the balance right. So our guys are just learning to adjust to that at the moment.
Did you get the balance right in the pre-season then?
Sorry, what was the question?
Did you get the balance between improving your offence and continuing the strong defence right in the pre-season?
We know what it takes, and we have done it. It's not like you go a whole game where you're not defending at all. Mm. It's all about the consistency to be able to execute it over and over again. So that's when you play zone defence, it takes a bit of time and practice. So to perfect it, you need 18 players all in synergy, and it's just taking a bit of time, but we're not going to deviate from it.
Is your development where you expect it to be, Brendan, at the moment?
Well, on the win-loss, that always frustrates you because we're all looking to win games. What our supporters need to hear, Jared, is we're never going to accept defeat. We'll hold our players to really high standards in our reviews and be really accountable, and we'll roll our sleeves up to try and get the wins. We do need to understand there's a reality that we're into our third year of this plan, but we are not going to deviate.
So in that reality, is it counterproductive to be on Friday night footy?
I think those opportunities for us are great growth opportunities. You get guys, I think last night we probably had somewhere around, I'd have to check the figures exactly, but 8 or 9 guys around 25 games or less. So playing on the stage is the best learning. You can't replicate that at training. So for us, we feel that that only sets us up for our future and weeks to come.
How fine a line is getting that right attitude with the... You obviously don't want to make excuses for the youth, but you have to still... You still have to hold them accountable, but versus that reality of where you are actually are.
Yeah, well, our players and our leaders have requested really strongly, and I agree with them, that anything around system that they need to improve and grow at, we keep showing and putting it in front of them, and anything around effort we need to challenge significantly if required, but when the effort's there, also celebrate it. So we don't make it too more complex than that. Effort positive, let's celebrate it. If not, let's challenge. And anything system related, let's just keep replicating and going over and over until it becomes a real habit.
So can you sense yourself, Brendan, getting impatient, or do you have a really good picture of how long it's going to take to develop each facet that you've been expanding upon here?
No, I understood in that very long process I went through 2 and a bit years ago, Jared, what it was going to take. That was actually the attraction of going to Carlton, taking something from nothing, where we bottomed out to where we want to get to. And part of that was going to the draft, and we know that that takes some time. But in saying that, as a coach and a playing group, as I've already alluded to, the only way to do that as quickly as you can is to hold really high standards, and rest assured we're doing that back in the four walls of Carlton.
Is there an opportunity to bring in a Luke Hodge-style player or someone with the experience that a Jordan Lewis, you know the type of player that I'm talking about, would that help your group right now?
They're hard to find, Kane, a few Luke Hodges. There's not many of those rolling around. No, we're impressed with our leaders. You know, even last night, if you look at some of the tackle counts, although it didn't go in our favour, Murphy, Cruiser, you know, Ed Kuhner, they had reasonable tackle counts and are holding and showing our players the way by and large. They've been our better players for a few years, but more experience in and around them can only help. It's got to be the right fit for us, and it's got to be the right fit for the individual player. So in simple terms, we like the leadership we've got right now, and we're open-minded to any that want to come, provided it fits what we're after.
Hey, Levi Casbolt's goal-kicking looks magnificent. What have you done to him?
Just again, it shows the power of the mind, isn't it? That's one thing that any coach in Australia, if they can untap that around goal-kicking, I think they'll be earning a lot of money, but... Levi's worked incredibly hard with Sav, and he's always been working hard in spite of some inconsistent results with goal kicking. What we can say is he keeps trialling on the track with Sav, and he got some results last night, which I'm really pleased for.
You came out, just back to your defence, Brendan, you came out last week really strongly in support of Jacob Wiedering earlier in the week when there was speculation that you might look to put him back to the VFL. Are you going to show the same faith in Liam Jones? We've all loved his story, but it appears now, and you talked about the adjustments that need to be made, but opposition teams, certainly last night anyway, were targeting him in the player they were trying to work onto him and try and work those vulnerabilities in the way he was playing.
You're asking, am I going to put him to the VFL?
Yep.
No, we're not going to put him to the VFL. We analyse his game strongly. There's some times where he can adjust when to press and when not to, but there's also some areas upfield that break down. So it's not always just Liam. He's got a real strong growth mindset, and I'm sure working hard with Cameron Bruce in the next few weeks, he'll get himself to the level he wants and we require.
And Caleb Marchbank left the ground last night. Is he in doubt for the next week?
Yeah, there's always doubt when they don't complete a full game. That's probably the rule of thumb there. But we'll give him every chance and hopefully he comes up.
Brendan, we appreciate your time. It's a long year ahead. And obviously, there were some positive signs last night. So let's hope that you can get that W very soon.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers, guys.